legless lizards. It's not proof of evolution.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, what do lizards without legs have to do with evolution?
Not long ago, evolutionary scientists released reports that some lizards in the Bahamas prove evolution. Lizards of this genus were released on some islands about 20 years ago. And when their descendants were examined, they had much shorter legs than the original lizards. The change was 2,000 times faster than evolutionists would have expected. But is it proof of evolution? Well, no new information was added to the lizard genes, which is what evolution requires. You see, the change was nothing more than the sorting of genetic information already there. And that's not evolution. Evolution requires new information. It's just another example of natural selection, which creationists believe in. When God created, he made kinds of animals. He built into their genes a vast amount of information which could produce many varieties within the kind. Consider the Great Dane and the tiny Dachshund. You don't see scientists using their leg length as proof of evolution. They're still dogs. Short legs aren't proof of evolution, but they make a lot of sense if you believe the Creator gave animals all the information in the beginning that they'd need in their new environments.
Evolutionists probably use dinosaurs more than any other topic to influence young people to accept evolution. For what the Bible teaches, go to our website, answersradio.com.